One of those patients was Judy Wilson. She lives with multiple sclerosis, which has significantly reduced her ability to use her body.
I've lost much of my hearing, have no sense of smell. My eyesight is compromised. My gait is off.
She tried certain treatments, but they didn't work. So her doctor prescribed Copaxone. She relied on a charitable foundation to help pay for the medication. But in 2021, the money ran out, and she had a difficult decision to face.
After discussions with my doctor, I decided to go off my medications. But I want to emphasize that the decision to stop my medication was based on money, not medicine.
This is common for many seniors in Arizona. Dana Kennedy, the state director for AARP Arizona, says prescription drug prices have dwarfed even the highest rates of general inflation.
If consumer prices had risen as fast as drug prices over the last 15 years, gas would now cost $12.20 a gallon.
To fix these increases, Kelly co-sponsored legislation to give Medicare a seat at the table when it comes to setting prices for prescription drugs. This is crucial for elderly Americans, according to Kelly.
And we're talking about medications that people need to survive. Arizona families and seniors are facing choices that nobody should ever have to make.
This impacts more than just Wilson. Saguna Karapunna, the chief medical officer for Valle del Sol Community Health, says these policies affect everyone.
You don't need a physician to tell you that none of us escapes the aging process.
The bill was moved to the Committee of Finance last month, so it still has a long way to go before it's passed in the Senate. Yet, Kelly says this legislation is long overdue and needs to get passed now. Emma Vandenhainde, Cronkite News.